It's the Matt Bubala Show on 720 WGN. So the new year has started. We all need to get a little healthier, but what are the different ways that you can go about doing that? What are the trends for health and wellness in the new year? Joining us on the phone right now is Dr. Jack Dibas. He's a doctor of osteopathic medicine, a general and trauma surgeon, and the founder of IVME Wellness and Performance. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So tell me real quick, what is IVME Wellness and Performance? What is that?
Well, what it is, it's a medical wellness center that we founded back in 2012. Under the idea of getting people in and out of a medical type setting with spa like amenities for minor illnesses that they would otherwise go to a hospital for, but they can come in and see us and get in and out quickly and get about their day and get back to themselves. So it's really a time proposition thing where we're trying to help people live better, healthier lives and get on with their lives.
So the idea is that an IV, you know, like any of us get when we generally go to the doctor or have surgery or for a lot of things, dehydration, stuff like that, getting an IV and getting some fluids can help you with a variety of different issues?
Correct. There are a lot of minor illnesses, and there are illnesses, and especially if you're not medically trained, you don't know what you have. You wake up and you may be throwing up, have abdominal pain, so you immediately go to emergency room. Many times they'll tell you just have gastroenteritis or something like that. That can easily be resolved with an IV and some simple medications. And what we want to fill the gap in between, you know, sitting around and at home and feeling miserable or going to an ER. We felt there was a space in between that we could help people out and really be a benefit to their lives to make them feel better, healthier and happier. So we started out with that, and now we've been adding more services as our patients come to us and say, it'd be great if you did this, it'd be great if you did that. So we're adding things to our services to make a more well-rounded wellness center, a medical wellness center, still based in medicine, but with a spa kind of twist to it. We just want to help our patients out and have them lead happier, healthier lives, really.
For most of the things that you would give an IV for patients that come into the wellness center, is it just regular fluids? Is it electrolytes? Is it vitamins? What are you guys giving to people?
Sure. Well, what we do is we start off with the base fluids, either what we call 0.9 normal saline or lactated ringers, and then we build an IV based on your symptoms or your complaints, what you come in for, along with the history you give us, as well as a quick physical exam. So it's similar to what you're getting in an ER or in a doctor's office where we do those exams and ask those questions, and then we build that IV. We're going to be adding also lab work into the mix for people who would want to get an IV directed exactly to them so we can test your deficiencies. Are you low in vitamin D? Are you low in vitamin B? Are you low in whatever we may be testing for? Mm. And then we build an IV directly around you, and we see that with athletes, high-end athletes, with people who are frequently traveling, higher-end business travelers, with people who are really on the go, kind of burning it at both ends of the candle. They come in for preventative IVs like once a week, once every other week.
Really?
And then that'll be just pinpoint bulleted towards them.
Hmm. Does a lot of it have to do with hydration and how well we hydrate ourselves, or is it more lacking in vitamins or other nutrients that you can give them more easily by throwing it in an IV?
It's a little of both. It depends on the person. It depends on what their habits are. It depends on their lifestyle. I actually spoke with someone the other day, one of my patients in the hospital, who said she never drinks water at all.
That's not good.
And I was like, what? How do you live without drinking? She's like, I just drink Mountain Dew. I was like, okay, probably not a good idea. You need to start drinking some water. And went over the reasons, whether I'll spare you the details. But there are people out there who just aren't doing the right things, and we're trying to help people to do the right things. We want people to live healthier, more productive, happier lives.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute in general. And I know it's different for every person. Not everybody's drinking a gallon of Mountain Dew a day. That's an issue separate of itself. But for most of us, for most Chicagoans that you see or talk to or treat, what are some things that you would say, hey, if you guys would start doing a little more of this, drinking more water, what are some other things we should all be doing in general to be more healthy?
I think it's a lot of stuff that we all know about, but we just don't do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like do as I say, not as I do. You need to drink water. I recommend half of your body weight in pounds. So if you weigh, I weigh 200 pounds, I need to drink 100 ounces of water. And that's a really good amount, but that's going to keep everything well hydrated. It's going to keep everything functioning properly.
Wait, 100 ounces of water a day?
Mm-hmm. So, about half your body weight, or a little under. I mean, you don't. It's not a hard, fast number where dire things are going to happen, but that gives you a goal to shoot for.
So that's about 14 glasses of water a day you should be drinking then, right? Mm-hmm. I estimate that out, mm-hmm. right? And generally we hear we should be drinking 8 glasses of water a day.
It's based on weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds and you're only drinking 75 ounces, I weigh 200 pounds. So it's based on weight. You can't say everybody needs to drink 8 ounces of water or 8 glasses of water when you're talking about a 100-pound woman and a 300-pound guy.
Yeah. Wow. So that's interesting.
So you have to tailor it to what you do, but getting back to what we need to do to stay healthy, stay active, do the little things you can to make your health better. And I think that's why we're seeing a surge in people being more proactive in their health. Like, what can I do? And they're reaching out to various resources, and there are so many more resources available for people. What can I do? Can I get any vitamin shots? Can I get an IV? Can I, eat better? Can I, and you're seeing a whole explosion with this, I think, with the general population, because they now know that they don't just need to go into the doctor's office and be given marching orders and just have to do whatever the doctor says, that they can look at little things. Because in medicine, we're taught basically to stamp out disease. Not how to keep people out of, really, in a perfect world, I don't want to have a job as a doctor.
Right.
Perfect world, there's no disease, there's nobody getting injured, and I don't have to work. That would be great, but so doctors are taught to stamp out disease, not to try to keep people out of
doctor's office. You're there to treat, not to prevent, and we need to teach people
Correct.
More to prevent, right? And it's funny, you say that we know all these things now, but like you mentioned earlier, but we don't do them, right? We don't drink enough water. We don't mm-hmm. get enough sleep. All these things we know we should be doing, we tend to avoid.
Mm-hmm. And it's just you have to make a decision in your life. Do you want to live a healthier, happier life, or you want to keep trundling along, just getting by? Mm. And if you look at people who really are proactive and really take their own health into their own hands, they're the happier people. They're the people who are getting more done in their personal lives and their professional lives. They're the people that you see changing the world, as opposed to people who are just, getting by, just kind of complaining and not really being the healthiest they can be. Because, the old saying, your health is all you got, and that is what you got. You can't take it for granted. You have to nurture it to help you live a better life.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the things we can do, because you mentioned drinking water. That's one big thing that we probably are unaware of how much we really need to drink and how much we should be drinking. What about food and nutrition and sleep? Those seem to me to be two of the biggest things that we don't do well as Americans that maybe would make a big difference in our health.
Definitely. I think the government does a good job of giving us nutritional guidelines, but a lot of those, especially with the FDA recommendations, as far as the vitamin intake and things like that, those levels are just for prevention of disease. It's not to make you feel your best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother topic that we can get into, because now there are diets based on your blood type. There are different diets based on different things. So that's almost up to the individual to try to figure out what diet is going to work best for them. As you look at all these different diets, the paleo diet, the raw diet, all these different diets you can go on. And when I say diet, I mean just how you eat. It's not necessarily a diet to lose weight, but just what your general diet is.
And we can. And you would tell people that based on a blood test?
There are diets. We don't do that.
Okay.
It's something to look into, but there's a different, based on your different blood type, whether you're A positive, AB, that you should be eating certain types of foods. And that's more for a dietitian, that they know that.
What? How much faith do you have in that, Dr. Dibas?
I mean, I haven't done a whole lot of research into that, so I don't really know too much about it. So I wouldn't even want to comment on it.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It's certainly something to look into. There. That's the thing. There's so many different possibilities out there. It's you have to be a full-time dietitian, nutritionist, or someone really specializing in that. And we're trying to incorporate that more. I'm trying to do more work into that and look into those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, along with the diet, you mentioned, you know, exercise. Just get up and move. It doesn't have to be, you know, just get off the couch a little bit. Just walk. You know, park at the far end of the parking lot. You know, do just little things. Take one flight of stairs off instead of, you know, taking an elevator. Just there are little things that we can do just to keep our body moving. Because as you get older, I'm getting a little bit older, you start to slow down and aches and pains happen. And it's easy to just give up. But if you just do the little things to just keep you going, then you'll find that you're happier and you get more done. And it's just a better way to live, I think.
Tell me a little bit, one of the trends for the year that we're reading more about is bioidentical hormones and hormone therapy. Is that a big exploding area?
I think, you know it is. There's more and more research coming out and being done. Back in the 90s, when they first started doing the hormone replacement, actually started much earlier than that, a lot of women were getting the therapy, but there are some studies that came out that there were some side effects, cancer, heart disease, things like that. But those results have since been ruled out, that there's been some conflicting data with that. They're using different kinds of hormones than the bioidentical hormones. And now by using hormones that are more in line with our natural hormones, you don't see those side effects. You actually see prevention of those things. So you're seeing prevention, in some cases treatment of heart disease, of cognitive disorders, of certain cancers. There are a lot of health benefits. I think everybody's seen like the commercials with the 75-year-old guys with their shirts off, and they're like, oh, I feel great. I'm taking hormones and all that. And you can say, yeah, they look great. They have muscles and, you know, they're fit and their libido is back and all these great things about it. But I became interested in it when I started learning about the actual health effects, the medical health effects, especially with heart disease. It runs in our family. And you see lowered cholesterol, lower visceral fat. You see all those things like that that are because of the hormones. It's reversing. I mean, there's a list. I could just read you the laundry list. It's antidepressant, mood enhancer. There's decreases osteoporosis. It decreases risk of diabetes, decreases the risk of heart disease, like I said. All these things are being linked to hormones now. And it makes sense. If you kind of turning back the clock, if you look at your hormone levels as a 25-year-old compared to a 50 compared to a 75-year-old, you get that your hormones are going down. But if you can reverse that, then you're going to feel better. You're going to feel more like a younger person. So you just supplement it. And I think people are now seeing that there are, like I said, people are identifying ways to feel better. And not only to live longer, but it's more important about living healthier and living more, the years you have making those count.
Yeah.
And why just go slowly into the night? You know, why just drift away when you can do some things to prevent that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And people, there's more information out there with the internet and with everything out there, and doctors becoming more to recognize that the patients want to live like that, and to saying, okay, I'm not here just to stomp on disease and twiddle my thumbs until a cancer shows up. What can I do to make it sure that cancer doesn't show up? What can I do to make sure the heart disease doesn't show up, or minimize those things when they do show up?
And more and more, it sounds like companies are getting a little more involved in their employees' health. You guys are working with some companies directly a little more, right?
Definitely. And that makes sense. I mean, if I'm an employer and I want my employees to be more productive at work from a bottom line standpoint, well, they're going to be more productive when they're not sick, when they're healthy, when they're happy, when their home lives are better. That's how you build a strong company basis. And it shows the employees that the company really cares about them. So what we've been doing is partnering with some local businesses, and we'll go in if they want to go and give B12 shots to their employees or give flu shots. I highly recommend getting that. Not too late for that this year. You know, we'll go, you know, into boardrooms where the CEOs are meeting and a couple of them are sick, and we'll give IVs and they'll be right back at work. So companies are noting the benefits of this, and it's not just even the companies that are working with us. It's across the board. I think more and more companies are taking interest and care in their employees' health, which is good.
Yeah. Well,
it's good business practice. It's good for the people. It's good. It's just being a good human being.
When you go in to a office and give employees B12 shots or oxygen therapy, does that like give them a kick or a boost, right? Is that like a healthier version of having a Red Bull or something like that? Does it like give them energy and help them overcome grogginess, things like that?
Yeah, if they're a little groggy, the oxygen will kind of blow the cobwebs out. As far as the B12 shots, those are usually kicking in a few hours, 12 hours to a day, and then they'll last for a couple of weeks generally. You have increased energy levels, baseline energy level. I really noticed that if you're working out, your aerobic capacity increases. Yeah. It helps you sleep better. I know that's a big one. It enhances mood, helps a little bit with weight loss. It cranks up your metabolism a little bit. And it's all, like I said, you were asking before about things we can do, you know, walking, like diet and everything. There's no magic bullet. There's no one thing that you do and it takes care of everything. Mm-hmm. It's all these little things that add up to a great result. So
it's fascinating.
It's getting like, so.
Dr. Jack Dibas is with IVME Wellness and Performance. They've got an office in Old Town. They're opening one up in Marina City sometime here in the spring. And possibly a name change, too, you were saying, right?
Possibly, yes. We want to reflect more our wellness. And we're not just about IVs.
Yeah.
That we also have the medical weight loss. We do aesthetic treatments also. We're adding the lab work, more specialized IVs, hormone replacement. So it's more about an all-encompassing medical wellness center that we're trying to build to better serve our patients, because this is what they want, and we want them to be happy.
So we're
thinking of have a name that's going to reflect all that. It's still going to be us. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So you can look for that.
Well, for now, it's IVME Wellness and Performance. They're in Old Town. They're going to open up a facility in Marina City here pretty soon. Check them out at IVMeChicago.com, IVMeChicago.com. You can follow them on Twitter at IVMeChicago. Dr. Jack Dibas, thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us.
No problem. Thank you, and have a happy new year.
You're listening to the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN.